The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning, I want to read a few scriptures in Exodus 33, verse 12 to 14. These are similar, familiar scriptures that we've been reading. Exodus 33, from verse 12 to 14. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." 15. And Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the others, from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name." Amen. We also want to look at Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23 from verse 20. "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive you your rebellion, since my name is in him." If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. My angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out." Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 14. "Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" This morning, we want to share on commanding resurrection, visitation, and God's rest for the next level. Commanding resurrection, visitation, and God's rest for the next level. The month of May is the month of resurrection, angelic visitation, and God's rest. Resurrection, angelic visitation, and God's rest. When you know that somebody is going to visit you, you prepare the house. You prepare. When you know you are going to receive a visitor, you prepare, or a guest, you prepare where the person will sleep. I mean, you put some things in order. You are aware. You know the date that the person will arrive. Sometimes you need to pick the person up. So this is the awareness that we should create for the resurrection angel, angelic visitation, and God's rest. Now, I want to say, God's rest, these terms, they are not just words. God's rest is a person. angelic visitation is a person. In fact, God's presence is a person. Everything about God is a personality, is an institution, is an establishment. Anything coming from God, that is why in heaven, there is no dead leaf. Everything there is alive. Everything there sings. Everything there is praising God. In fact, you hear rivers sing. You hear flowers sing. You hear mountains sing. Everything has a voice because it is living. It is only on earth, here on earth, that we have dead things. So, God's presence is a personality. God's rest is a personality. In fact, from Wednesday, we shall be praying some prayers about Aaronic blessings that God is teaching me. So you see, God's presence is what we need. And God's presence is the angelic visitation. He said, I will send an angel ahead of you. Then at the point he said, my angel will go. You see, the Bible writers, it is not easy when you are, God is dictating to you, or when you are writing something about God under inspiration, because those realms, I am telling you, for example, how can we say any gate that is sitting on my dream? In the spiritual realm, a gate can be sitting on your dream. And a gate sitting is not like how we sit down. It's not the idea of how we are seated. We sit down. No. How things sit in the realms of the spirit is different from the word sitting. You understand? So the spiritual language is different from the human language. That is where sometimes when we pray some prayer, people don't understand. How can you say die? Spirit die. So die. There is a way they die. They are permanently disconnected. They are grounded and cannot be used. Nailed to the cross. There is a way they get nailed to the cross. It is by revelation that you get all this insight. So, God's rest. Let me explain God's rest. Church, God's rest is not the rest of no work. It's not the rest of no activity. No. God's rest is rest from anxiety, rest from worry, rest from fear, rest from pain, rest from stress. Rest because the presence of God, which is also the angelic visitation, resurrection angel, has taken care of all the things that bring anxiety. It has taken care of all the things that bring fear. It has taken care of all the things that bring worry. It has taken care of all the things that bring sorrow. Now you understand. Yes. That's the meaning of rest. Emotional rest. Mental rest. Psychological rest. Financial rest. Economic rest. Career rest. Marital rest. Rest in your health. For instance, let me explain to you. I heard some testimonies yesterday at a place where, from one of our brothers, yes, I will make it in a way that you will not know who, but let me put it, from one of our brothers that we know very well in the church. He lives in a prime area, and that area, 2 rooms, you pay 1,800 cedis a month. 3 bedrooms, you pay 2,500 cedis a month. He is in that area, but in his house. 3 bedrooms, he's paying 250 cedis. 250 cedis for years. His rent has expired. When you call the landlady, he thought the woman will say, okay, this time you know. The woman said, just pay anything you can pay. That is rest. That is rest. That is rest. Eh? When you are asked to pay, I say, is it 2,500? He said, no. Am I here? I say, no, let me write. Is it 250? Is it this one you have to say yes? Ah! Are you sure? Say, that's what I've been paying for years now. And even now, the landlady said, please pay anything you can pay. That is what you call rest. When you are to pay $200 for something that is $2,000, that is what you call rest, economic rest. Yes, financial rest is when you are to pay 100 cedis for something that is 3,000. It's when they tell you pay what you can pay. That is rest. That is when you are in dominion. That is when you are ruling. That is when you are in control. That's how what dominion is. Dominion is that you decide. Rest is dominion. You decide what you want. Like this lady I was talking about, went to meet the panelists. When I declare angelic visitation, when I declare resurrection angel to go with her, and I set aaronic blessing on her, and I said, let that angelic resurrection angel speak for you, incarnate the minister and everybody. Yes. When she got there, they say, and I declare, I said, what you say, you should go and decide the meeting. You should decide what should be done. Exactly that was what happened. When they asked, so what I gave this testimony severally, crossover, and then yesterday. Yesterday I gave the detail, but there are several parts of it. They say, what do you say? Another person says, so what can you do now? She was quiet. Say, I don't know what to do. Say, you don't know what to do. Say, yes. So you still want to own that person? Say, yes. That's what my parents gave. That's all I have. That's why I am making some living. I rent it and they pay. And I am making some, I use it to support my business. That was all she said. They say, where is your lawyer? I said, my lawyer is with me. They laughed. All of a sudden, the minister said, do you know something? Keep your property. We want to re-demarcate the place. Even if you want the one closer, because of the shape of the land, you want, let's go and cut all that place and redesign. So you take it. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody whatever happened at this meeting. You hear? Don't tell anybody. In addition, the government will give you 70,000 cedis for all your inconveniences and all those things. What work do you do? I do this. Say, we'll give you a contract. You see, this is a rest. And this rest only comes with the presence of God. It only comes with a resurrection angel when he's with you. With this rest, not everything you pay for. No, not everything you pay for. It's a long time now. There are many things I don't pay for. In fact, I heard this thing about E.A. Adeboye. One day he made a mistake and he said he needed a particular type of shoe. They manufacture it in Nigeria, half shoe. He said the company ran out of stock because everybody who had it was running to go and buy the shoe for him. He has said this before. He said some years ago, he just said, oh, he needed a building for an office before he realized he has 10-story buildings. 10-story buildings for dash. That is what we call rest. That's what we call rest. So from that time, he doesn't make mistake to announce anything. If he should announce that he needs a Mercedes-Benz car, there will be trouble. Everybody will rush because they know if I sow into that man, they know what happens. That is what they call rest. That's what the presence of God does. When God told Moses that I will send my presence with you, that presence is the resurrection angel, is the angelic visitation. God himself doesn't leave his throne. Look, God has an angel that operates. Jesus has an angel that operates. Yes. They look like him. They do like him. This was what Lucifer was. Lucifer was an archangel. He was a personal bodyguard of God, performing on behalf of God, having the attorney of heaven. But at a point, he started envying the position of God. And that was the trouble. Iniquity was found in him. So, beloved, when the presence of God is with you, when that angel is with you, you have rest. You have rest. In fact, you will not have pressure. Because things that bring pressure, he will take care of them. It was that angel. He said, my angel will go with you and I will give you the land. He will guide you on the way and bring you into the land of the Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, those seven nations, the Ites. We call them the Ites nations. These were warring nations. He will go ahead of you and clear them so that you will possess. He will go ahead of you and take care of things that your physical strength, your mind cannot take care of. It was that angel in Matthew chapter 28, that presence that manifested at the tomb of Jesus Christ. He went straight to the rock, rolled it and sat on it because he knew that Jesus' body, lifeless body, sat inside there, could not roll the stone. So he had to go and roll the stone. It was that angel that entered and caused the earthquake. You see, the presence of that angel causes earthquake. But this earthquake, we don't feel it. It is not an earthquake you always feel in the spirit. It is you feel the earthquake by the way things happen. Like this testimony I was giving. This lady was so shocked that she started crying. That was an earthquake. All that happened there was an earthquake. The same angel entered into Peter's prison. When the church was praying, in response to the church's prayer. And what happened? Peter's chains fell. They were able to pass through the two groups of soldiers, guards. They got to the city gate, the gate leading into the city. The Bible said that the gate opened by itself. That's the ministry of that angel. He moves mountains. Without them knowing. In fact, in his presence, things just happen. He doesn't open his mouth because he created them. The Lord created them and is acting for the Lord. Psalm 1:4, verse 1-8. It was his presence. It was when you read verse 7. Say, why did the sea skip? Why did the Jordan give way? See, who can stand in the presence of the Lord? It was the same angel that entered into Paul and Silas' prison at midnight. In response to their prayer, midnight prayer, in Acts chapter 16. And what happened? When that angel entered, what happened? There was an earthquake. The prison doors flew open. Everybody's chains fell. These were things that they couldn't do. That's the meaning of the rest. So now you understand rest. So the month of May is the month of rest. The angelic visitation is going to bring rest. The resurrection angel has been assigned to bring rest. He has been assigned to do things that we could not do. He has been assigned to us. And so this morning, we are commanding resurrection visitation and God's rest for the next level. Resurrection visitation and God's rest for the next level. This rest simply means that you can achieve much with little. Much with little. Yes, Jesus fed the 5,000 men, excluding women and children, with how much? 5 loaves of bread and what? 2 fishes. 2 fishes, that is rest. You can achieve much with less. That's the meaning of that rest. You can achieve much with little. Much with little. That is rest. May we have rest this month. Amen. I say, may we have rest this month. Amen. When this resurrection angel is operating, there is no stress. There is no anxiety. He can say what you can't say. He can face people you cannot face. He can enter places you can't enter. Look, he can enter into people's heart. He can talk to people in their sleep. He can talk to people in their sleep. He can give people dreams on your behalf. Yes, he can cause restlessness on people. It is a deep thing that we cannot exhaust. Amen. Say, my Father in heaven. We thank you this morning.
We thank you this morning
for a new day.
For a new day.
A resurrection day.
A resurrection
we
day.
We thank you for the resurrection.
We thank you for the
we
resurrection.
We thank you for the resurrection.
We thank you for the resurrection.
We thank you for the resurrection.
We thank you for the
we
resurrection.
We welcome the resurrection.
We welcome the resurrection
into our lives.
Into our lives.
Into our body.
Into our body.
Into our souls.
Into our souls.
Into our mind.
Into our mind.
Into our home.
Into our home.
Into our spirit.
Into our spirit.
We welcome the resurrection.
We welcome the resurrection.
We welcome the resurrection.
We welcome
we welcome the resurrection.
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 We welcome the resurrection into our lives.
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 Into every aspect of our lives.
Into every aspect of our lives.
We welcome the resurrection.
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 We welcome the resurrection angel.
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 We welcome the resurrection
angel. We welcome the resurrection angel for our rest.
For our rest.
For our rest.
For our rest.
We welcome the resurrection visitation.
We welcome the resurrection visitation.
We welcome the resurrection visitation.
For our rest.
For our rest.
In our next level.
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 For our rest.
Rest
in our next level,
for our rest
in our next level,
for our rest
in our next level,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Beloved, when you are a child of God in Christ, you are super. You are special. Look at the declaration we are making. In the spiritual realm, look, everything we are declaring is working. The moment we begin to declare, angels are operating. Because they serve God and us. That's why you make this declaration with your heart. With your mind. These are passionate, desperate prayers. With all your attention.
Whilst you are doing that, the Holy Spirit is changing you, transforming you. Prayer changes you. Prayer changes you, transforms you. It transforms your thinking, your behavior, your emotions. Prayer liberates you. Prayer is flushing things out of you. Prayer can even lower your pressure. Because as you pray, the good feelings you have is the manifestation of the answers, is the approver.
Amen.
It means that the answer, the solution has been approved.
Amen.
Now you ask God, what action should I take for it to actualize in the physical? Because for it to manifest in the physical, there is an action you need to take. Say today,
today,
I declare by the resurrection power,
in the resurrection visitation,
with the resurrection angel, I possess.
They are mine.
This week. This day.
I will determine. I possess the gates of this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the resurrection power. Yes, Lord, in the resurrection visitation and by the resurrection angel, I possess the gates of this day. I possess the gates of this week. I possess. In the name of Jesus Christ. I possess the gates of this week. I possess the gates of my enemies. I possess by the resurrection power. I possess in the resurrection angel. I possess in the resurrection power.
I possess in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I undo
every activity
of darkness
that has been projected
into this day
while men slept
in the dark
whatever evil
that has been projected
into this day
evil incantations, charms, spells, charms, curses, evil utterances
that have been spoken
from witchcraft covens
from occultic sanctums
from shrines
from evil altars
into this week
against humanity
against the church
against the children of God, against the system
for them to gain advantage
over us.
I undo
with the resurrection power.
We destroy, we cancel, we reverse.
Yes, undo them. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything, yes, Lord.
The devil and his agents.
Yes,
anything that has been projected. Lord, into this week, at my workplace, in my office, in my community,
to give advantage to the devil's children, to fight my advantage, yes, Lord, to cause me evil, to cause me misfortunes, to cause me evil projectors that will block my blessings, attack my blessings.
Any projection that has been done, against our destiny, against our star, against our dream, against our testimony, We undo, 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 we nailed them to the cross.
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 We undo.
We undo.
We undo all of them. We undo everything that the devil and his agents did
against
the children of God, against us.
We block them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let me explain this. Somebody woke up and went to a place to preach, to pray. No. This one. The person went to a bush. Excuse me. To free himself. At dawn. In a village. And he was there. Squatting. When two people came with a goat. And they went down somewhere and tied the goat to a tree. And they started mentioning somebody's name, somebody he knew. They mentioned the person's name to the goat. And then they slaughtered the goat. So after living there, and the things they were saying, that should happen to the person. Look, these things are real. The moment demons see blood, that's why there is always bloodshed. Spirits, when they see blood, blood draws them. Blood draws spirits. Blood draws demons. Just as the blood of Jesus Christ drew the affection of God the Father. That's why there is always bloodshed. Any place there is bloodshed, the place is full of demonic activity. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Any prophetic action that has been taken secretly against me anywhere on earth, I undo. We undo. We nullify. We neutralize. We cancel. We destroy every prophetic action. Every prophetic action. We declare we shall never be victims to any prophetic action, because the highest prophetic action, that is Jesus Christ dying on the cross, has already taken place. No any other prophetic action can work against us. It can never 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 work against us. Reketekeba rekatua. Librakatakaba rekatu kaliba andeleba kara. Le papa rakatakaba yikere bazuka le brakatakaba. It can never work against us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we terminate every prophetic action. Librakatu rabo spiri baza. Librakatakaba yikura itaska. Li papa rakata ibaka. Marikatu repro toshipali. Marikatu kalipa karateske bali. Le papa rakatakaba likara. Brikete ikeleba anteleba kara. Le papa rakata kabaya, il le papa rakata kabaya, il le papa rakata kabaya, Yes, Lord. The highest prophetic action, the highest sacrifice has been made. The highest payment has been made. The highest payment has been made. The highest payment has been made. The highest sacrifice has been made. No sacrifice can work against you. No sacrifice can work against my star. No sacrifice can work against my dream. No sacrifice can work against my prophetic word. No sacrifice can work against my expectation. No sacrifice can work against my health. No sacrifice can work against my well-being. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No altar. No altar. No shrine. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. Le papa rakata kabaya. Le papa rokoto kabaya. Le papa rekete. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No sacrifice can work against me. No sacrifice can work against my children. No sacrifice can work against my marriage, against my husband and my wife, against my health, against my children, against my household members, against my family, generational sacrifice, ancestral sacrifice, family sacrifice, tribal sacrifice, environmental sacrifice, non-sacrifice. Human sacrifice,
sacrifices by clans,
yes,
yes, for groups of people, yes, Lord,
sacrifices by clans, by groups of people, occultic sacrifices, witchcraft sacrifices, marine sacrifices. It can never work, it can never work. We nail it to the cross, we cancel it completely. We turn it against them.
Every activity of
Le prakata kaba lokoto rekete kebale makata kaba yakata kaba ya li prakata kaba rekete kebara li papa rakata kaba ya il est papa rekete ibakaya taka li papa karakata kaba ya li prakata kaba rekote li pepe koto kali prakata kaba yakata li prekete ikele bakoro bazi il est papa rakata kaba yakata
li papa rakata kaba yakata
we undo them. We undo that in the name of Jesus.
We declare that, Father, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus,
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to verse 30, there is a parable there about the weeds. The weeds, or the wheat and the tares.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to declare in verse 27. Say the owners, okay. Say when the wheat sprouted, verse 26, and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Let me read the whole thing. Say, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" 28, "An enemy did this," he replied. That was Jesus. We want to declare deliverance from strange happenings. In fact, some version says, the servant asked, "Didn't you sow good seed? But what happened? What happened?" I like that. I say, what happened? How did it happen? Look, strange things happen. Like I was saying the other two Sundays, there was this lady. I mean, the prophet said, you are first class. How come you got second class? No one can tell. There was a strange happening. There was a strange happening. I remember Mama, when Mama did BSc administration. Yes, human resource. But the certificate they gave to her, they gave her marketing. Yes, marketing, University of Ghana, marketing they gave to her. She has to follow up. And then, how did it happen? Strange things. Yes. It was there, part of the grad ones. Yes, it was there. Her name was there. BSc administration. Gladys Akosua Abuja, there. But when they were giving the certificate, marketing. Strange things. Say, by the resurrection power, I deliver myself from strange happening.
Negative strange happening.
I will never be a victim to any strange happening. Yes, Lord. Deliverance from strange happenings. 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 Deliverance from strange happenings.
I receive.
In Jesus, we want to pray. Somebody promises you. Suddenly, the person says, I'm sorry. We have seen people who love each other. They want to marry. Immediately they married, the man changed. I have seen it 1,000 times. When I say 1,000 times, it's an exaggeration. I have seen it. Even my own sister. Yes. Who was against his family. Who didn't want her to marry my sister. And I was going to stop that marriage. I said to my sister, I say, this thing that has started like this, the man will stand with his family. He said, No. Yeah, the lady pastor knows this. I was going to stop the engagement in my house. Something small, some few, about 30 minutes, I would have stopped the engagement. But I said, hey, this thing that has started like this, you haven't prayed much. He said, oh, you can see that. Oh, the way the man was handling his people. He said, if possible, none of you should step at my engagement. After marriage, 1 year, 2nd year, 3rd year, 4th year, the man has gone to stand with his family. They've left my sister alone. Yes, they are fighting her. Fighting her. Fighting her. Do this to your wife, then he does. Do this, then he does. Had it not been for me, they would have killed my sister. My sister has gone through several operations. Her body has been cut over 7 times. Operation. Knife. This day, they cut here. This day, they cut here. Another time, they cut here. They are just cutting. She has gone through the scalpel too much. They want to kill her. But for my intercession, I said, no way. It cannot happen. It cannot happen. It cannot happen. Yes. These are the strange things that happen. How can people that are in love, suddenly, love becomes sore? It's a strange happening. It's a strange happening. There are demons, we call them strange demons. You can't define them. You can't just, they are indefinable. You can't define them. You can't define their roles. That's how they are. They are intractable. You can't track them. You can't trace them. That's how they are. They do strange things. Strange happening. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus Christ.
I terminate
Christ.
Every strange happening.
I terminate every strange happening.
Every strange happening.
Every strange happening.
From my father's house.
From my father's
from
house.
My mother's house.
From my mother's house.
In my office,
in
at my workplace.
At my workplace.
In my locality.
In
every
my
strange
community.
Happening.
Every strange happening.
I terminate
yes,
it.
I terminate it.
I terminate those demons.
I terminate those demons.
I terminate those powers.
I terminate.
I terminate.
I terminate.
I terminate. I terminate.
I terminate.
Strange demons. Strange happening.
Strange demons, strange happenings.
We terminate them in the name of Jesus.
Any strange demons.
Strange demons, strange happenings. We terminate them. 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 strange happenings.
We terminate them. We end happenings. We break negative cycles. We break negative cycles. We break those cycles. We break those cycles. We break them. Break them.
We break them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
David prayed a prayer in Psalm 144 verse 7. Psalm 144 verse 7. Deliverance from the strange woman. The strange woman. Now, when the Bible used the word woman, it's not talking about woman like the, it's a spirit. It's a feminine spirit that works with passion. Now, Psalm 144, verse 7. Send thy hand from above. Read me and deliver me out of great waters. Waters represent trouble. From the hand of strange children. Strange children. Somebody says, strange woman whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Strange children. Look, some people are always saying bad things about you. Yes. Some people will never like you. Yes. Look, there is somebody saying something to your husband. There is somebody saying something to your wife. Yes. There is somebody speaking to your husband about you. You don't know wife. There is somebody speaking to your wife. There is somebody speaking to your boss. They've anointed the person. Yes. There is somebody. There is a voice. Say this day, this week, and this month, I declare deliverance. Listen to me. I went to an embassy for a visa some years ago. I was sitting down when a lady came to talk to the lady that we interviewed in the cage. Then he said, you see that man in social associate. Don't mind him. He just spoke like that and left. He described, the man bent his head. He said, the man who has bent the head. You see, when you go to pray, don't always bend your head. Open your eyes and look around. That is why I watch people when we go to church. I watch. My eyes are on every, they are everywhere. When people are talking, I watch their mouth. Yes. People can just say one word and destroy you. Like what they have done to me. Yes. Because of that, a pastor's wife never likes me. Because somebody just said a bad word, a lie. Yes. And the person has vowed, and the person is influencing the husband against me, never to come closer to me. Because of that falsehood. Look, there is something you are not enjoying because somebody has said something to somebody and created a mindset about you. What you are not is a spirit. Say from today.
From today.
And this week.
And this week.
I cease to be a victim of strange children. I nailed them to the cross.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, by the power of the resurrection, I nailed them to the cross. Any devil child that has been assigned to speak evil against me, yes, to speak evil against me and to malign me, Father, in the name of Jesus, any demon in oppression,
In the church, in my family, at my workplace, 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 at my workplace
grandchildren
speaking against me. I nailed them to the cross. Le prakata kabaya, le baba rakata, le baba lokoto ale karata kebasha.
I nailed them to the cross.
Le papa rakata kabarekete imakayataka. Le papa rakata kabayaka. Le prekete ikele bakaratu kase. Le papa rakata kabayakata. Le papa rakata kabayakata. Le prekete ikele bakara. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say this day.
This week, this month,
for the resurrection angel, Let my rest manifest. Leprakata rabastiki basheke. Leprakatu rabastiki basheke bayade. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command this day.
I command this day.
I command this week.
I command this,
I command this month.
I command
to
this
manifest.
Month. To manifest.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
That God has approved.
That God has approved.
That you are pregnant
that
with.
You are pregnant
manifest
with.
It.
Manifest,
manifest
it.
It. Manifest it.
Manifest
it.
Day.
Manifest it
this week.
Manifest it.
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 Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this week.
Let this week.
Let this month,
let this month
manifest,
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 download,
download,
offload,
offload,
every blessing,
every blessing,
every blessing,
every blessing,
give birth to it,
give birth to it,
give birth,
give birth to it,
release, release,
release,
release,
release,
release, release,
release,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
ile prokoshakarandes kabayataka. Marata kuskere shuka ama itali shaka. Libratu skipali karandu skapaya. Lipapa say I take charge.
I say I take charge.
I say I take charge.
I take charge.
I take charge.
By the resurrection power.
By the resurrection power.
I take charge.
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 Of this day.
Of this day.
Of this week.
Of this.
Of this month.
Of this month.
I take charge.
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 I am on top.
I am on top.
I am on top.
I am on top.
I am top.
I am on top.
I take charge.
I take
of every situation.
Every situation.
I take charge.
I take charge
over every human being.
Over every human being.
I take charge.
I take charge.
I take charge.
I take charge.
I take charge
over every spirit.
Over every spirit.
Over every demon.
Over every demon.
I take charge.
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 Thank you, Lord. Something is happening right now. I see all of us in an environment very cool and calm. I see all of us surrounded by angels. I see angels just interacting with us. I see real beings right now glittering. They are just interacting with all of us online. Oh, I am seeing it.
Thank you, Lord.
I am seeing it right
Thank
here, right
you,
now.
Lord.
The weather is cool. I mean, and calm. And there is calmness. Oh, my God. Let's thank the Lord right now for the
Thank
visitation.
Thank you, Lord. For
there
the
is
visitation.
A visitation right now.
Thank you, Father.
Let's
for the
welcome the. Let's
Lord.
Thank the Lord for the visitation.
We thank you for the
oh,
visitation.
Oh, we shall angel. Let's thank
Thank
the Lord for the
visitation.
Oh, there is a visitation.
Thank you for this visitation.
There is a visitation.
Thank you for this visitation.
Oh, Kabayata Kaba.
Thank you for
thank the Lord for the visitation.
Thank you for this.
There is healing. There is deliverance.
Thank you for the visitation.
Oh, Mayanda Lusterei.
Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay
visitation in the house. There is a 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 visitation in the house. We welcome the visitation. Let this visitation remain.
Yes,
let this visitation remain. Let this visitation remain. Lord, let this visitation never go away.
Never go away.
Never go away.
Never go away.
Let this visitation produce a testimony. A living testimony. A living testimony. A living testimony. Let strange things. Strange positive things.
Strange positive things.
Unexplainable miracles.
Unexplainable miracles.
Let them happen today.
Let them happen
today. Let them happen this week.
Let them happen this
month.
Let them happen in our lives.
Let them happen
in our lives.
Miracles that cannot be explained. Things that no human being can do. Places that no human being can take us to. Retos, kanatus, kaba. Libra, katakali. Things that no human being can acquire. Libra, tus, kaba, itakaya.
Let them happen.
Let them happen in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you. We honor you for such a wonderful and a powerful time. Thank you, Father, we pray. We glorify your name. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for sustaining, Father God, this program for us. We are grateful for bringing us this far. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Soon.